post-match interview.
Birchie, have you got Cody Spokes?
Well, my hint is he's taken the bright blue boots off and he's standing here very patiently. It is Cody Spokes. He's my Leopold Sporties player of the day. Fantastic game by yourself. In those conditions, it was such a contested game. So, you know, your physicality from the opening bounce in around those stoppages was, you know, massive for your team today. So great game by you. And, you know, you really thrived in those conditions.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a bit different today being the wet weather. I'm usually start half back, get to half time, then go on ball. But the rain came down early, so threw me on ball to try and compete with Bogue and Sutterbeek, because we know they're contested beasts. So just chuck me in there and let me go.
And I'm assuming that kicks off the ground go down on the stat sheets as kick, proper kicks, but you probably led the way today, inspired by the World Cup perhaps. Lots of kicks off the ground, but, you know, it's really smart play in this sort of weather, and that's what you've got to do. Those one percenters was really noticeable from Colac today from the outset. Had a little bit of a lapse, but then got back on track with that in the last quarter and just got it moving forward whenever they could.
Yeah. Roe always talks about, obviously, wet weather footy, you want yardage, you just want to get it forward. Once we get it forward...
Well, we just lost Cody there for the moment. Not sure where Cody disappeared to. Birchie, can you still hear us? Oh, come back.
Yep, we're back on.
We just lost you there for the moment. Cody, Kingy, Jay Stowarty and Kirsch talking to you. Congratulations on the win today. We did ask Darcy the same question, but from a player's perspective, how satisfying to know that at worst you're starting out of a qualifying final?
Yeah, super thrilled, really. Obviously, last week, losing to St Mary's, a bit disappointing, but it's good to have that qualifying final in. We know Newtown, especially like wet weather, they're contested side. So to come across with a win, close win, positives.
Talk to us about Zach Zibel in the ruck. He's just tireless in the work that he does. And today, you know, he goes against Wilkinson, who's a different type of ruckman, and they throw Pocock in there occasionally. Foppiani does a little bit of work, but he just seems so unflustered on the footy field, Zach.
Yeah, he's unreal to play with. Jumps at it, competes all day. He probably plays majority ruck 90% of the game, and then chops out with Joshy Garner. But the work he does to compete with those big boys like Wilco, he just doesn't complain, keeps jumping, keeps fighting, tries to work around the ground. And his work around the ground is massive for us as well. Like, a lot of ruckmen don't sort of cover the ground he does, and we try and use him as much as possible. So he's a massive key for us.
We're speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Cody Spokes. Thanks to the Drain Man, here's Matty Kershaw.
Cody, before I send you over to Jace for the most important questions of this segment, obviously, it's, you know, in racing terms, it was a heavy 10 today, and obviously it was a fairly contested game. And the bodies are going to be sore. What does this week look for you guys? Will you guys back it off a fair bit this week, knowing that your next 2 weeks are also pretty critical going into the finals?
I don't think it will change too much, to be honest. Obviously, we had a six-day break coming off St Mary's, so we had a bit of a lighter week this week just to get the bodies right. But I dare say this week we'll be back to normal. Everyone will do their recovery. It's been good to see everyone buy in and do it all together to get right for the week ahead. So not much will change, I don't reckon.
Now, Cody, the most important questions of the Leopold Sporties. Now, you're swinging hands with somebody. Do you have a partner?
Yes, I've got a wife.
You've got a wife? Okay, well, you'll probably take her to Leopold at some stage with this voucher. But if you happen to take a good bloke from the Colac Footy Club, who would you take with you?
Ooh.
Just one. Don't pick the team, okay?
Put me on the spot here.
Yeah, we have. We put you on the spot. We want you to pick a good bloke who you would take. Who would you take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed? Don't say McSparran either, because that doesn't count.
You're already getting the game.
No, I'll have to take, little Aaron Hawker.
Well, there you go. All right, little Hawks. He'll be happy with that. He won't eat much.
He'll just pick get a kid's meal.
Perfect. He'll have a kid's meal and you'll have the rest. Nice.
That's exactly
good.
Right.
Now, Reptile, who you wouldn't take from the club. There must be a pest who you would not take to the Leopold Sporties.
Oh.
Come on, tip somebody in, you have to.
Charlie Buchanan from the twos.
Oh! He's tipped a twos player in.
Yeah, he's very vocal.
Very vocal.
Because Collingwood supporter too.
So. Oh, no, Cody, well done. Yeah. I like that. That's very nice. Good work. Well done.
That's a disaster. What about Nick Simpkin? Would you take him?
Yeah, you love Nick.
Don't take any of the Simpkins. Come on.
He's the best one.
Nice. Good work.
Joffy came off like he was an old man at the end of the ground. He had a rug draped around him. Is he okay?
Yeah, he dressed as a wizard after the game. Yeah, I think he just had a bit of... I don't think he'd done anything. It was just more awareness, and he's 35, whatever he is. So I think, yeah, he's come up to get the recovery going now.
Good stuff. Cody, congratulations. A wonderful performance by you this afternoon, but a wonderful performance by your footy club that guarantees that, at worst, you will start out of a qualifying final. Never know what could happen over the next couple of weeks. You might be able to jag top spot and that minor premiership. But either way, you're well and truly in the mix. Well done, and look forward to seeing you through the finals.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Cody Spokes joining us on K-Rock Football.
The post-match interview.